From her perch on the milking stool, Sylvia patted the cow's side and cooed to her, enjoying the warm softness of the cow's hide. "You're feeling better now, yeah?" Puffs of white vapor left her mouth when she spoke, and her fingers ached from the cold. The cow mooed gently as if answering her. Sylvia removed the claw milker from the cow's udder and sprayed udder care to prevent chafing and to ward off mastitis. She set the stool and bucket out of the way, moved to the far end of the stalls, and pulled the lever that opened the tie rails, releasing the last round of cows from their milking stalls. Dat lifted two buckets of milk and headed for the milk house. "What are you humming this morning?" She hadn't realized she was humming, so she had to pause for a moment and think. "Moon River?"
"Sure does sound nice. This place don't seem the same when you're off. No one else I know hums while working a herd."
He disappeared into the milk house to dump the fresh liquid into the milk tank. Unlike a lot of Dats, Sylvia's hadn't minded when she bought an iPod during the early years of her Rumspringa. The Englisher who picked up their milk 3 times a week had always recharged it for her. But then, 5 years ago, it fell under a cow during a milking and was trampled to death. Since she still hadn't joined the faith, she could have bought another iPod. But Lily was 7 by then and hanging around the barn more. It would have hurt Lily to realize that her older sister didn't always keep the old ways, so she never replaced it. But she missed some of her favorite songs, like Moon River. The lyrics about the dream maker always made her think of Elam. Her pulse quickened as she envisioned Elam next to her in the barn. His good looks seemed more suited to modeling in Englisher ads than managing a dairy herd, and she found his physical presence frustratingly compelling. He frequently mentioned marriage lately, and she could imagine their future together, always being close to him, waking alongside him in the mornings. But she had reservations, too. Didn't she want more from true love than heart-pounding attraction? Maybe she just needed to spend more time talking with him about their rainbow's end, and all her reservations would melt into nothingness. She patted a few cows on the rump, gently moving them along. The herd desperately wanted in the barn at milking time, each cow hurrying to a stall in the milking parlor, but they weren't eager to leave the building afterward. Their contented lowing and the ease with which they lumbered outdoors toward the bunk feeder and water trough made her smile. The large creatures were the same today as they'd always been, peaceful and productive. In a side stall, a new calf nursed from its mother. Ginger slid her head across the wooden gate and Sylvia rubbed her long forehead. Sylvia had been up half the night making sure Ginger didn't have any trouble bringing the calf into the world. Fortunately, Sylvia hadn't needed to pull the calf or call a vet. Both were victories she was proud of. 2 years ago, after she'd cried over the death of both the cow and her calf, her dad did the unthinkable. He gave her the right to tend to the breeding of the herd as she saw fit. Her ways took more effort than his, but she'd not lost a cow or a calf yet. Milk production was up, and the overall health of the herd had improved. She had her grandpa's teachings to thank for that. Her dad returned from the milk house.
"I bet you're thinking about Dottie Fisher."
"Yeah, I think of him every time a healthy calf is born." As a child, she'd been her grandfather's shadow while he tended to the cows, and she'd been young when he began training her in the value of careful breeding and vigilance during every labor and birth. In spite of her being a girl in a patriarchal society, he believed in her. When he'd passed away a couple of years ago, she thought her heart might break. Dat headed toward the remaining buckets of milk. Sylvia pushed the wheeled cart that carried all her milking supplies toward the mud sink. "I need the 2 heaviest of those buckets, Dat."
"2?
His eyes met hers, reflecting interest.
You making more yogurt already?
I am.
Are we eating that much, or are you selling that much?
He poured the white frothy liquid into a sterilized milk can for her and securely tamped down the lid.
The answer to both is yes.
It was rare to see a smile on Dat's face before breakfast, but he grinned broadly.
Sell is good, yeah?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
She pushed the supply card into the milk house section of the barn and then returned to the parlor.
Dat, do you mind if I go to the house early? A bad dream woke Ruth up last night. I promised her that this morning I'd prove it was just a dream.